Good evening, New York. Thank you for tuning in to The Rundown on WNYU 89.1 FM here in New York City and online everywhere at WNYU.org. Yes, I'm your host, Aria Young, and with me we have our news director and your former host, Grace Wanabo.
Hi.
Hello, Grace. Hello, Grace.
I didn't mean to sound like that, but thanks for having me on.
Of course, yes. So today is Wednesday, December 14th, and our last day of class at NYU, and also our last episode of the year for The Rundown. Oh, wow, that's quite sad.
Oh, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll host it next year, but I think I'm okay. I will still be at The Rundown.
You'll still be here, and now you just have more time to do pieces. You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, I would see it as a win-win.
I will contribute to the show as a reporter.
Mm-hmm.
I will do more journalism.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You're still going to hear so much of her voice, which is a blessing to us all.
Yes. And Grace's too, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see between my capstone and my thesis and my other work. But you know what? You'll hear me too. One way or another. You'll hear me.
Grace will be with us in spirit. You will feel Grace. That sounds weird. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, holidays are approaching and I hope everybody's having a good time. I know it's cold out. Maybe it's cold outside.
Maybe.
This is weird.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
But I thought maybe we can, you know, start off pretty light. Just kind of like talk about our Christmas plans or...
Yeah, for sure.
Holiday plans and, you know, kind of also give our audience something to do for Christmas. Maybe some guide to Christmas activities in New York, holiday activities.
I think that is a great idea.
Yeah. So what is your holiday plan, Grace?
I mean, I love this time of year so much, especially in New York. I feel like it's very indescribable, but I feel like I become very hallmarkified almost.
Mm.
And I feel like the city is a big component to that. So tomorrow is my last day in the city until I go home to Phoenix, Arizona, where it doesn't feel so Christmassy. Like New York. So
it's hot.
It's hot.
Yeah.
You know, we got cacti.
Though.
I know.
Yeah.
You know what? I would say there's no 4:30 sunsets, so it's kind of a plus.
That is a big, big plus.
Yeah. But so tomorrow, I think, besides doing kind of tying up all my loose ends with work and stuff, I'm going to try to have a very festive filled day in the city.
Aww.
So I think I'll go out to Central Park. I'll go for a little run in Central Park.
Aww.
Because
I can't relate. I don't
just
run.
Like going to Central Park. I don't know. It's so, I feel like it
that
really
does
hit different around the holidays. And then maybe I'll get a little cup of hot chocolate from... Have you been to Bread's Bakery?
I have not. Bread's Bakery?
Yeah.
Where is that?
They have a couple of locations, but the best chocolate babka you will ever have.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait,
that's not the place in... what's that called? Bryant Park, right? No?
I don't know. I feel like they might have a location in Bryant Park. They have one. There's definitely one on, like, 17th Street by Union Square. And then they just opened one by Rockefeller Center.
Okay.
So I would, like, go there before work.
Oh, what is it?
Get a
Bread's
little piece
Bakery?
Of Bread's Bakery.
Bread? As in,
Bread's,
like,
yeah. Just
bread?
Like Bread's. You know? I'm like, what a suitable title.
Oh.
They have the best hot chocolate.
Oh, wow. That looks really good.
It's very yummy. Their onion, their white onion focaccia.
Mm. We are not paid by Bread's Bakery.
We're not paid by Bread's Bakery.
This is not an ad.
Mm-mm. I'm not telling you to go.
No.
I'm just telling you to consider.
You can't tell them to consider either.
I'm not telling you to do anything, but I'm just saying.
If you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, I'm just putting it out there.
Yes.
Central Park.
Cool.
A slice of babka. Or actually, I think you have to get it as like a whole.
Oh, really?
Get a slice of okacha and
I don't even know what those are.
Small hot chocolate.
Actually, I might go tomorrow.
You should go tomorrow.
Do they have seating? Can I sit there?
You can sit there.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll go. I'll actually go tomorrow.
And
I'll go there and write my paper. Yeah.
Conveniently, it's right by the Union Square Holiday Market.
Love that.
Yeah.
Speaking of holiday markets, you know, Time Out has, you know, listed a bunch of festivities in New York.
They have.
That we can kind of look at. I know it's kind of late.
Which one stuck out to you if you've gone through the list?
So I think, let's see. Oh, the Holiday Train Show. Do you know what that is? The Holiday Train Show at the New York Botanical Garden. So it's been going on for over 30 years, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So the garden will become a mini train depot. Depot with its collection of 25 G-scale model trains. I don't know what G-scale means, but okay, I'm just, you know, tiny trains that'll chug along a nearly half-mile track.
They're so cute.
Which is also overhead.
They're so cute.
I know, by 190 miniature NYC landmarks like the Empire State Building, Radio City Music Hall, the Statue of Liberty, Brooklyn Bridge, and Rockefeller Center, all made of natural materials such as leaves, cinnamon sticks, twigs, bark, and berries.
Oh my god. The smell.
That I can smell it. I can smell it right now. I'm looking at a picture, and there's a tiny, tiny little train conductor just sitting in the front. Oh, that's so cute. So, yeah, so that is open now until January 16th, 2023. So, if you are a train lover, if you love choo-choos, come up with a pun.
Choo-choos. I was a choo-choo child.
Wow.
There was a park by my old house when I was a kid, when I was three, and it was like it was a park, and it was also a train museum.
Mm.
And it had a little train ride, and it had like a real little stagecoach you can go in, and all of these little things.
That is very cool.
And we couldn't say the McCormick Park like train museum, so we just called it the Choo Choo Park.
Choo Choo Park.
And it's still the Choo Choo Park to us this day. Like, I don't even know the actual name of the park anymore.
That's amazing.
But yeah. So, if you were a Choo Choo kid, this is for you.
A Choo Choo child.
A Choo Choo child.
Yeah, has to be.
Yeah,
Choo Choo child.
I have to have the alliteration.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Okay. What else, Grace?
New York City Ballet, The Nutcracker.
Classic.
Classic. This one is up until December 31st. This magical 1954 production set to Tchaikovsky.
Yeah. Yeah, Tchaikovsky.
I think I was just really nervous about butchering it. So then I butchered it even more.
Exactly. You're too in your head about it.
Yeah. Sometimes you're just too in your
head. Yeah, Tchaikovsky.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, New York City Ballet Company, and then also the cast of the School of American Ballet students. And I think this is up by the Lincoln Center. It's on the Upper West Side. I saw it when... I feel like NYU students forget this a lot, but NYU does offer a lot of free shows to certain things. You just have to keep your eyes peeled. And I think we were having this conversation. It was something I kind of gatekept for a little bit.
Yeah, me too. I don't tell people.
Yeah.
But now it's out in the world, so.
I've put it out there.
Yeah. I saw Ain't No Mo on Broadway for free.
That's insane.
I know, right? But I think it's really sad because I heard that they're like, closing the show because the theater is like kicking them out, I think.
Ugh,
this is not awful. Like fact fact checked, so don't quote me on that, but that's what I heard. So people should go support Anomo because it's a wonderful show. I'm also not telling you to do anything.
Not telling you to, but
yeah,
we're just putting it out there.
People should.
Mm-hmm, subliminally.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, anyway. So I saw it with NYU when I was a freshman. It was a very magical night for me.
Aww.
I think it's very fun to go get all dressed up and go see the ballet. So, yeah. Let's keep looking.
Another one here. Gingerbread NYC. The Great Five Borough Bake Off. This is interesting. So local bakers transformed gummy bears, Rice Krispie treats, Hershey's Kisses, M&M's, Pez, mini croissants, candy canes, and pounds of icing into strikingly realistic gingerbread renderings of New York City neighborhoods. Oh my God. You can admire their work at the Museum of the City of New York in Manhattan this holiday season. All right. So it's like a little gingerbread New York. Cool.
So that, look at the detail on
I know.
That.
That look is at that. Way better than
insane.
Mine.
How would you rank yours?
How would I rank
in comparison?
My gingerbread?
Yeah.
I would say if they're making gingerbread in New York City, I would probably be able to make like gingerbread Ohio, like nowhere Ohio, Idaho or something. Like I feel like I would be able to like make a little town from Idaho out of gingerbread.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh.
That's my skill. That's my skill level.
That's a very great metaphor.
Thank you. Thank you.
I feel like it would be frustrating to go and not be able to eat it.
That's true.
You know?
That's
like,
true, very true.
I have a question.
Do you think anybody eats it?
Can they eat it? Would they eat it? I would eat it.
Yeah, after the show, the artists just eat it. I think that would be a good idea. They should do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, this is the museum's first gingerbread show, display, whatever you call it, exhibit, Gingerbread New York, and it runs through Sunday, January 8th, 2023.
I feel like we have to talk about the elephant in the room when it comes to things to do during the holidays around New York, which is Rockefeller Center.
Oh, yes, yes.
And the big Christmas tree.
Absolutely.
But I feel like the problem is there's no such thing as going now at a good time without feeling kind of, I would say, claustrophobic. Like, people are packed around the area, like the several block radius, like sardines.
Yeah. like sardines.
Like,
that's wonderful.
Like,
that's amazing. Yes. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I was just there 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, which was like right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so
it wasn't even like that close to Christmas. That like, was before the tree lighting. And it was crazy.
I bet they still had like the scaffolding around the tree.
Probably. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was like I was just in the crowd and I was like, it's like, it's kind of like, have you seen Game of Thrones?
I have seen.
Wait, you have?
Have.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Are you talking about the walk? Wait, what are you talking
about? No. I'm talking about Battle of the Bastards, that shot with Jon Snow. And he's, like, crawling himself. he's pulling himself out of, like, a pile of dead bodies.
Yep.
That's how I felt.
Oh, my God.
At the Rockefeller Center. That's how I felt. I was, like clawing my way through.
Nightmare to, like, get there. To, like, get into the building itself. Like, so many people. I got pushed, Aria.
You got pushed?
I got pushed.
You got pushed?
I got pushed. I was getting a takeout order. So I like come
from
out of the building to Rockefeller Center.
Because it was during
work hours.
Right, okay, that makes sense.
But like I need to mention this as part of the story because it doesn't make any sense otherwise.
Yeah.
And I come outside to like get the food from the food delivery person. And we're like standing kind of just on the corner. And there's so many people. It's like you said, you know, the bodies of people just like toppling over each other.
Yeah.
And I was doing this exchange, and like I feel like we were as out of the way as possible. And I just felt someone push me in the back. And I look, and it's this person who is very visibly a tourist.
Yeah.
And she's glaring at me. And I feel like, I don't know about you, but I feel like on the streets I have a very, like, harder shell.
Yes.
So I said a profanity to her. It was like a knee-jerk reaction. Not really, but like under my breath.
Oh,
but
wow.
Like, I was just like, what? I don't know.
Okay. And then what was her reaction?
She just like kept, I don't think she heard me.
Oh.
But she kept walking. And I was like, I've replayed that incident in my head like so many times, like over and over again, because I was like, what was I doing? Or is it just like the crowds and the people? I think everyone gets a little flustered in those crowds. I don't know about you, but I feel like I get extra irritable.
Absolutely. I get a little, what's the word, agoraphobic?
Yeah, agoraphobic.
Agoraphobic.
Wait, is it agoraphobic or
agoraphobic? Yeah, agoraphobic. You're right.
I was saying that to someone, and then I had to think. For some reason, I was like, was that the right word?
Yes, or is agoraphobic.
I get that mixed up with the fear of spiders, which is
arachnophobic. Oh my god, I was thinking about this. Wait, what is the fear of spiders?
Isn't it arachnophobic?
Yeah, arachnophobia. But yeah, I don't know why agoraphobic. That sounds like it would be the fear of spiders.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why?
That's a totally irrelevant tangent.
That is very relevant, but yes.
But I heard now, I think a good solution to this problem is that they have like the little huts. They have the little huts now outside, or I don't know what the word is for them. They're these little, like, almost like the igloos that they have.
Oh,
but it's
I
like,
know what you're, yeah, I think, no, I know what you're talking about.
It's like a little, they're like, it's like a shed.
Okay.
It's a shed.
Fun.
And they're heated. And they're for free if you get food. So get a cup of hot cocoa from Breads, which is right there too.
Amazing.
And get your focaccia. Or now they also have, I think they do have a lot of Christmassy sugary vendors there as well. And you have a perfect view from the shed of the skaters and the tree and
amazing.
All of the festive lights.
Yeah, and that is the Rockefeller Christmas tree. New York City's pride and joy. So, I want to see, like, what... Oh, this year's tree measures in at 82 feet and weighs in at 14 tons. Oh, my God.
14 tons.
Yes. The Norway spruce, I guess that's the breed... Mm-hmm. Can you call it the tree breeds?
Tree breeds, yeah.
I don't know, species. Came from Queensbury, New York, and was transported to the city via flatbed truck.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
Do you have a favorite holiday market?
I've only been to one holiday market this year.
Mm-hmm.
It was decent. I went to the one in Bryant Park.
That one's a good one.
I thought that was pretty
cool. Yeah.
But I always feel like holiday markets are a bit touristy. And mm-hmm. I feel like I don't buy anything. I just kind of like walk through them.
Yeah.
Get a cup of cocoa and like just walk through mm-hmm. for the vibes.
For
the vibes.
Yeah. Especially this time of year. I feel like all of us college students and I don't know. I think everyone gets a little angsty.
Yeah.
I feel like it's such a great, like, pick-me-up for, like, to feel a little warm inside walking.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Around all the holiday markets.
Yeah.
And I think Bryant Park, like, location-wise, has to be one of the better ones.
Right.
But,
Union's also cool, but it's right by NYU.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like Bryant Park is better for me. I just like that area more.
Me too.
Yeah. All right. I think it's about time. So I think on that note, we can end the show. And there you have it. That's our episode today. And it's the last episode of this year. Yay. Well, is it yay or like...
I think it's bittersweet, you know?
It is bittersweet.
I think we have to celebrate all the great work that we put out there.
Yeah.
And also, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you all. Thank you to the listeners for tuning in for a wonderful year and supporting us. If you liked what you heard or you want to hear something different, or, you know, maybe you have some ideas for the new season, we'll come back in January. So if you want to make any suggestions for me or maybe potentially the new host, you can email me at associatenews@wnyu.org. And don't forget that if you missed our episode, you can find us, WNYU The Rundown, on Spotify, Anchor, and SoundCloud. Next up, we have our podcast episodes, and I guess they are also having their last episodes of the year.
We're debuting a lot of season finales, mm-hmm. So stay tuned for the final episode, the series finale of The Broadcast. And then we have the season finales of Sorry Not Sorry, The Upload, The Golden Hours, and NYHU.
So there you go. Yeah. Stay tuned. And I hope you enjoy the show today. I don't know if I'll be back or not. Either way, I think that the show next semester will be fantastic and even better. So make sure you tune in for more local alternative news in 2023. Happy holidays. I'm Arya Young.
I'm Grace Wanabo.
And this has been The Rundown on WNYU 89.1 FM.
Goodbye.